Masechta Torah is Daf Yud Aleph, 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and we know that if a Yochid does an Avira B'Shigas Maisa, then he's chayav to bring a Kispa Asira. However, if a Kohen Mashiach does an Avira B'Shigas Maisa, he would not be chayav to bring a Korban at all, and the only time a Kohen Mashiach is chayav to bring a Korban is only if he actually did an Avira based on a mistaken Psak, and he would be chayav to bring a Par Kohen Mashiach. And we also know that the Torah teaches us that if a Nasi referring to a Melech does an Avira B'Shigas then instead of bringing a kispos ira, he would be chayav to bring a sayer. And the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon, as the Tanakam held that we always look at the time of the chait, and therefore chotu atchlin ismanu vachin ismanu harelu kriyadetes, that if the kohen mashiach or the nasi did an avira before they became the kohen mashiach or the nasi, and even if they found out that they did a avira once they were kohen mashiach or a nasi, they would still be chayav to bring a kispos ira. However, Rab Shimon said that not only we have to look at the time of the chait, but we have to look at the time of the idea of the chait, and therefore Rav Shimon held that if they found out before they were nismanu as a kohen mashiach or a nasi, then they would have to bring a kispos ira. However, but if they found out only after they became a kohen mashiach or a nasi, then they would be potter completely, as they can't bring a korban based on the time of the chait, as lemaisa the idea happened later, and they also can't bring the korban based on the time of the idea, as lemaisa the chait happened at the time that they were ahead yet. And our Gemara begins and brings a brisa as Tana Rabbanon me'am oretz prat l'mashiach me'am oretz prat l'nasi, as the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Dalet pasuk of Zayin, which discusses the chatas kavua of a yochid, and the pasuk states v'im nefesh achas techto b'shkogo me'am oretz ba'seisa achas mitzvah Hashem asher lisa yasan v'ashim. And the brisa teaches us that since the pasuk states me'am oretz, so we learn out v'loy kol am oretz, and therefore we learn out prat l'mashiach, and as Rashi states the mash. And he wouldn't bring a kispos ira like a yachid. And similarly, we learn out me'am oretz prat l'nasi, and nasi would not bring a kispos ira like a yachid. And the brisa continues and is bothered that why would we need this pasuk to teach us prat l'mashiach and prat l'nasi, and nasi leading besar, that we already have a mefurish pasuk that tells us that a kohen mashiach brings a par and a nasi brings a sar in place of a kispos ira. And the brisa explains she yachol mashiach al helm davim. As one would have thought, that although the Torah tells us that a Kohen Mashiach brings a par when he's Ivan and Issa Behelam Davar, however, one could have thought, Ashigas Maisel Chodei, maybe Kispusira, that if the Kohen Mashiach would do it in Issa, Beshigas Maisa, and not based on a mistaken Psak, then maybe in that case he would have a din like a Yachid and would bring a Kispusira, Tamloim and Ma'amarat's Pratla Mashiach, and therefore the Torah tells us that only a Yachid brings a Kispusira, but a Kohen Mashiach would never bring a Kispusira. And if the Kohen Mashiach didn't issa b'shigus ma'isa l'chudei, then he would not be chayav a korban at all. And as we saw in Daf Zayin and Beis, Yotz Mashiach she'in chetar b'shkoga d'haynu b'shigus ma'isa. And the Gemara now is that we also learned be'am oretz prat l'nasi and teinuch Mashiach. We understood why we had to have a limud b'negei to Kohen Mashiach al nasi b'shigus ma'isa u'd'maisi. But we know that a nasi brings a korban chatos based on the shigus ma'isa alone, and there's no requirement that had to be based on halam davar. And it is in that case that a nasi brings a sorry, and not a kispos ira, and that is mefurish in the pasuk. And why would we need a limud of me'am oretz prat l'nasi? And the Gemara explains, Amar zvid mishmed rava hachar ma'iskinon, that when the Braisa teaches us that we have a limud of me'am oretz prat l'nasi, it's coming to teach us halacha in the following case, kagon shachol kazayis chelav kishu hedyet, that the melech ate a kazayis of chelav while he was still a hedyet, v'nismana, and then he was appointed to be the king, v'achin nidloi, and he only found out that he's chayev to bring a korban only once he was already a king. And Sakadet Chamina Nesa Kispos Ira, and one might have thought that he should bring a Kispos Ira since the chait happened while he was headed, and Kamash Blon, that's why the Torah tells us, Me'am Oretz Prat L'Nasi, that in this case the Melech would not bring a korban at all, as he can't bring a korban like a Melech because his chait happened while he was headed, and he also can't bring a korban like a headed, as L'Maisa the idea happened while he was a Melech. And the Gemara now is, Hanich Rab Shimon Dasal Basi Idea, that this makes a lot of sense according to Shita Rab Shimon that we mentioned Akdama, that teaches us that not only do we look at the time of the chait, but we also look at the time of idea. But according to the Rabbanon or the Tanakhama and Mishnah, that exclusively looks at the time of the chait. So in this case, the Melech should have to bring a kispos ira as he did this chait when he was still ahead yet. And the Gemara continues, and therefore Zvid explains in the name of Rava that the reason why the Brisa tells us that we need the lima of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Nasi is in the following case. kazayas chilev kishu hedyet, that it was a case where the melech ate a half a kazayas of chilev while he was still a hedyet, and he was not yet a king, and then with this man of ishlimoi and some agurs b'chdei achilas pras, and then he was appointed as king, and he ate the other half a kazayas in the time from a chdei achilas pras, v'achi nedloi, and then he found out that he did this issa b'shagig, so sakat etachaminan and star finesa kispoisira. So in this case, one may think that we could be mitzar both of these achilas, and since he started the chait while he was a hedyet, so maybe the melech should be chayat to bring a kispoisira and kamash b'lon, and therefore the pasuk tells us me'am aretz pratlin asi, that since he's already a king, therefore he can't bring a kispoisira. And ayin Rashi sakat etachaminan and star of chetzi zayis basul chetzi zayis kamo v'leisi kispoisira kamash b'lon me'am aretz pratlin asi the chay gavna le ma'isi kispoisira. Rashi is bothered that L'chiri it seems to be a Pashto Din, as L'maisi did not do the full chait while he was a melech, and Zok Rashi, who had in the Matzalameima, Salta Chamina, Nitzar Finesi Sar, that the Gemara could have stated that the Havmina would be that the Chetzi Kazayas that he ate while he was a Hedyet, and the Chetzi Zayas that he ate while he was a melech would be Mitzarif, and therefore he bring a korban like a melech, and he bring a Sarir, and since he was a melech at the time that he finished and completed his chait, so it may seem logical that he should bring a carbon like a melech, and he should have to bring a sarir, and kamash one that he would not bring any carbon. And Rashi explains el mishum the krok kamishtay bekispo isira. Therefore, the Gemara states that the havmina would be that he bring a kispo isira. The Gemara now continues with the shayla b'yimini rav merav Nachman nesius ma'ushet tafsik. Could the nesius be mafsik between a chait? And the Gemara explains hechidami that what would be the scenario? Could go and shachar chetzit kazayis chelav kishu hedyet that a hedyet ate a half a kazayis of chelav v'nismana. And then within Techdei Dibur of his first Chatzi Zayas, he was not only appointed as a king, but he was also dethroned from his kingdom, and now he's a Hedyet once again, and he then ate another Chatzi Zayas while he was a Hedyet. And Rav Shaila is, that maybe in the previous case, there was no Tzirv, as half of the Zayas he ate while he was a Hedyet, and half of the Zayas he ate as a Nasi. But in this case, where each of the half of Zaysim, he ate as a Hedyet, and therefore he ate a full Kazayas while he was a Hedyet, so maybe it would be Mitzarev and he'd be chayav to bring a Kisposira, or would we say that although the Maisa Issa was all done while he was a Hedyet, but there was an interim period where he wasn't Nasi, and since the carbon of a Nasi is different than a Hedyet, therefore those two periods of time cannot be Mitzarev and he would not be chayav to bring any carbon. Ravi asked, my, that what is the halacha? And the Gemara now continues and tries to replace the Shaila, as Tifshle Meha. The Amr Ula Amr Beichron, that we should be pushing the Shaila from the member of Ula and the name of Beichron. And keep in mind that a few lines the Brisa will state, Me'am Arit, Prat Lumumar, and we don't accept a carbon from a Mumar. Ula taught us in the name of Beichron that Ochel Chelev, Hifish carbon, that if someone ate Chelev and he was Mafish or Kispo Sira, Behemer, then prior to bringing his carbon, he became a Mumar, and while he still didn't bring his carbon, Vachazabai, he did Shuva and he no longer was a Mumar, but Hoyle Vinitcha Yitcha, once the carbon was Dachoy, then it was already Dachoy, we wouldn't bring this carbon, and therefore the same should apply over here, that since at one point he was a Nasi, and therefore he wouldn't be able to bring a carbon, so although he ate the second half of Kazayas of Chelev when he was also a Hedyet, he should still not be able to bring a carbon. However, the Gemara states that we can't be pushed from this memra, as Hachi Hashtar, Mumma La Bar Suya Carbonu, that Bishlam by a Mumma we consider Dachoy, as during the time that he was a Mumma, he couldn't bring this carbon at all. However, in the case of Rav Shaila, where a person was a Hedyet and then became a Nasi and then once again became a Hedyet, why Bar Suya Karbanu while he was a Nasi, if he would have done an Avera, then certainly he would have to bring a Sayer. Since he wasn't completely Dachoy from the concept of bringing a carbon, maybe we're not considered that a Dichoy, and since ultimately he ate a full Kazayas of Chelev while he was a Hedyet, so he should be Chayat to bring a Kispos Ira, and the Gemara is not Pesha the Shaila. The Gemara continues, Bayimini Rav Zeira Merav Sheshes. The Rav Zeira asked the following question from Rav Sheshes, and let's keep in mind that although a Nasi doesn't bring the same carbon as a Yachid when he commits an Aver B'Shegeg, and a Nasi brings a Sayer instead of a Kispo Sira. However, just like if a Yochid is unsure if he did an Avera, where it'd be Chayev a Karbon Chatos, that he brings an Ashim Taloi, so the same holds true of an Egeya Nasi, and if a Nasi is unsure if he did an Avera, where it'd be Chayev to bring a Sayer, then it would be Chayev to bring an Ashim Taloi. Therefore, Abziri asked the following question for Avsheshes, Ochel Sofech Chiluk Shu Hedyet, Venis Man of a Nedle Asfeka Mao, that if there was a piece of fat in front of a Hedyet, and he ate it thinking that was Shuman and was Mutter to eat, and then he became a Nasi, and he finds out that it was actually a Safik, and it may have been Chelev, so would he be Chayat to bring an Asham Talu or not? And the Gemara explains, That's certainly according to Rabbanan that always looks at the time of the chayt. Then certainly in this case, he has to bring an ashim talui, as at the time of the chayt, he was a yachid. And certainly if we would find out that he actually ate chaylev, which is asar, then he would be chayv to bring a kispos ira. And therefore, now that he has a suffix, if he's chayv to bring a karmen chatos, then certainly he's chayv to bring an ashim talui. And Reb Zeir continues, al kiti boilecha libid Reb Shimon, and when do I have the shayla, according to the shita Reb Shimon, who doesn't only look at the time of the chayt, but also looks at the time of the idea, maybe we would say, midishtani levada yishtani lesafik, that since we would find out that he actually did a chayt, then he wouldn't bring any carbon. And as we saw in our Mishnah, since the chayt was done at the time that he was a hedyet, and the idea was at the time that he was a nasi, and since if he knew that he actually did davera, he wouldn't be chayt to bring a carbon, therefore now that he has a safik, he also doesn't have a chayt to bring an ashim taloi, as the whole point of an ashim taloi is to be toigla the issa until you find out what actually occurred, and then you'll be able to have a kapara through a regular chatas, but in this case, he'll never be able to bring a regular karban chatas. And Reb Zeir continues with his second sad, Oidilma, or would we say, ki ishtani levadei dishtani karban today, that the only time that we stated that he changes his karban, and now that he became a nasi, he would not bring a karban at all, that is only because his chait happened at a time that he'd be chayiv a kispos ira, and the idea happened at a time that he'd be chayiv a sarir, therefore, although really he should be chayiv a karban, but it's impossible for him to bring a karban, avahachad le ishtani karban today, a malaysi ashim talui, but over here, where there's no change in the carbon, as both a yachid and a nasi bring the same ashim taloi, so maybe you would still be chayav to bring an ashim taloi. And the Gemara ends teiku, and the Gemara is not pesha the shayla. Keep in mind that we explained that Reb Zeir's question was regarding a nasi, and I in Rashi that the question was not only regarding a nasi, but it's also regarding a hedyet that was nismana to be a koyim mashiach, I in sham. Now Gemara continues, Tanar Abanan, we learned to the Braisa that the pasuk states me'am aretz, and once again we learn me'am aretz, v'loy kol am aretz, and therefore we learn problem mumar, that this excludes a mumar, and as Rashi says, she'im mekal miyadai, that we would not accept a carbon from a mumar. However, the Braisa continues with another makar, as Rav Shimon Rabbi Yisya'im Meshum Rav Shimon, and some agrees Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda'im Meshum Rav Shimon, that the Pasuk in the Gear of Nasi states, Ashe Nasi Yechta v'asa achas v'kal mitzvah Shem al-Kav, Ashe Leisa Asenem b'shkaga v'ashem, and the next Pasuk states, Ay hoi de lov chatasa ashe chatoba, v'hevi es kabbanai sir izim zachar tamim, and the Pasuk is therefore telling us that the only time that one is going to be chayat to bring a carbon is only ashabi idiyasa, maybe carbon al shigasai, that only if someone would have known that he was doing avera, would he stopped and refrained from doing avera. So in that case, if he was a shagig, then he'd bring a carbon. However, for example, a mumar, that's lo ashabi idiyasai, that even if he would have known that he was doing this avera, he wouldn't have refrained from doing avera, as he's a mumar, so ain't he maybe carbon al shigasai, so even if he was a shagig at the time that he did this issar, we would not accept a carbon from him. And the Gemara now asks, my benau, that what is the practical nafkamina between the makar of the Tanakama and the makar of Rav Shimon? The Gemara states, Amravuna, mumalech chaylev maybe carbon al dam ikar benayu, that nafkamina would be if there's someone that's a mumma to eat chaylev, but he's not a mumma to eat dam, and the mice he eats dam b'shegeg, so would we accept a carbon from him or not? And Rav Shimon explains, Masav Tanakama holds, keeping the mumalech chaylev, that since he's already a mumma to eat chaylev, so the dam nami mumhave, so the mice is considered a mummer, and therefore we wouldn't accept any carbon from him. However, according to Rav Shimon, the dav mia shav mi diyasihu, that lemais, if he would have found out that he was eating dam, he would have refrained from eating dam, and therefore he would still be chayav to bring a korban chatos, and we would accept that korban chatos from this person. However, the Gemara continues that lecheri this can't be an afkamina, as v'harava amma dekuli amma mumma alecha chaylev le'avim mumma adam, as Rava taught us that according to all shitais, just because someone is a mumma to eat chaylev doesn't make him a mumma but a gay adam, and therefore even Tanakam would agree that we would accept this carbon from a person that ate dam, even though he was a mumma to eat chaylev. Because of this question, so the Gemara explains that the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon would be as follows: that over here we're talking about a case where Reuven would eat nevela or would eat chaylev in a case where he had a taiva, and for example, where he didn't have any other food in front of him and he only had chaylev, then he would eat the chaylev. But certainly, if he had a choice between eating chaylev and shuman, then certainly he would rather eat shuman and would rather not do an isser. And the Maisa were talking about a case where he had a piece of fat in front of him and he thought it was shuman and he ate it and it was really chaylev, and now that he found out that it was chaylev, he wants to bring a korban chatos. So Masav came to the oven achav b'mezin mumahu, and the Tanakama holds that since this person would eat chaylev to the oven, therefore he's considered a mumar and we wouldn't accept this korban from him. However, Masav and Rav Shimon would hold even ilu eshach da'ater le'achal de'isura la mumahu, that since in this case if he would have known that it was chaylev, he would have had the ability to find fine shuman and eat shuman, then certainly you would rather eat shuman. So that is also considered someone that shall be the asai, and therefore he'd be chayav a carbon, and we would accept this carbon from him. And the Gemara continues to discuss a brisa relevant to a mama, as Tanar Rabbanan, ochel chilav zero mama, that if someone eats chilav, then he's considered a mama. And the brisa continues with the second din, and the Gemara will ask, what is pshad in the second din, as it already seems that we explain what a mama is. And the brisa asks, ezel mama, that who is considered a mama, and the brisa explains, ochel nevelu sutrefesh, gotzim ramasim, vishasi yayin nesech, and Rabbi Yehuda ima, afalevish klayim, that if someone does any of these yisurim, they are considered a mama. And the Gemara now explains, that we just stated, and then we asked, and the Brisa gave a different definition and stated, and the Gemara asked, my Kama, that what is this Brisa trying to teach us? And the Gemara explains, and that first the Brisa teaches us, that if a person eats chalev from an animal that was shachat, and certainly he wasn't mak petit chalev, and he only ate a little te'avon, then he's considered a mama. But lahachis harid tzaduki. But if he ate this chilav lahachis, then he would be defined as a tzaduki or some agurus as a min, which, as we mentioned multiple times, is the Rashi Tevis in Mitamidu Yeshin Eitzri, and therefore he would be choshed that he would shechfa avidizara, and whereas the shchita of a min would certainly be asa, but the shchita of a mumor may be mutter in certain cases. Then the Brisa continues and asks, v'ezu mumor to bestomach tzaduki, and in what scenarios would we say that if a person that does an avera and is a mumor that bestomach is considered tzaduki, we won't be toilet that he did this avera l'te'avayin and la lahachis? And in regard to this, the Brisa explains, as in all these cases, it is so disgusting to eat these things that certainly if he does so, he's not doing so l'te'avayin, and it must be lahachis, and therefore automatically he would be considered a min or a tzaduki and not a mumar. Nayin Rashi explains lahachis to islay a tear of achli sura, that even though he had a dava heter in front of him, he still ate a dva isar. And Rashi continues, the Gemara now continues and explains the next part of the Brisa, as the Tanakhama stated, and then Rabbi Yisrael, that someone that wears klayim is also considered a mumar. The Gemara asks, my benau, that what is an afkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisrael, and as Rashi explains, that both of these cases are an issa deraisa, therefore there doesn't seem to be an afkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisrael, and the Gemara explains, the nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is in the case of Klayim Drabbanon, as Masav and Raisav and Mumma Drabbanon Layav and Mumma, as Tanakama holds that the only way that someone's considered Mumma is only if he's Oivon Isra Raisav, but not Isra Drabbanon, and Masav and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds Klayim Kino Fasim Isra Afim Drabbanon Havim Mumma, that since the Isra of Klayim is so well known, even if he's only Oivon Isra Drabbanon, he would still be considered Mumma. Rashi explains, what is Klayim Raisav? The Hainu Arig Be Chutchel Tzema V'Chutchel Pishtim Yach and Rabbi Yisi Sava, Afal Levish Nami Klein Rabban Havi Mumma, Tahainu Oshua Itavo Onoise, the Hakim Farish Rabban and Shatnais, Shua Tavo Vinoise, Kanamim Sechlin Nida, Rabban Gozo Bechab Minayu, Shua Shemnapitz Kachas, for Osamem Lovad, Tavo is defined, Shnitva Kachas, Betaka by State Kifais, and Nois, Shaura Filo Chut Echel Shalsem, Beggar Pishtoin, or Chut Echel Shal Pishtoin, Beggar Samar, the Kul Osam Rabbanon, and the Gemara now continues to bring a Machlaikis as to the definition of a Mumma versus is a min or a tzaduki, and pligi bar of achav ravina chad amal te'avin mumma lahachas tzaduki, and one says if someone does an isal te'avin, then he's only considered a mumma, but if he does a lahachas, then he would be considered and defined as a tzaduki or a min, and v'chad amal lahachas nami mumma, and one holds that even if someone is ivana isal lahachas, he's still considered a mumma, ala izel tzaduki, and when is a person defined as a tzaduki or as a min, is kol ivel avidis kichavim, is only someone that actually serves avidis zara. The Gemara continues, meisvei, and the Gemara will now ask a question on the first shita that stated that if someone is Ivan Isal Haches, then he's considered a min or tzaduki. As the Brisa tells us, Achol Parish Echad, Ayutash Echad, Ariz a Mumar, that if someone ate a flea or a gnat, then he's considered a Mumar. The Gemara is, Vahachad Lachesu, Vekakar Le Mumar, and certainly it's not Geschmack to eat a Parish or a Yutash, and if a person does so, he must be eating it Lachis, and even so, the Brisa calls him a Mumar and doesn't refer to him as a min or tzaduki. However, the Gemara explains that's not a question, as Hasan the Oma, Etum Tam. The Yisura, as the Brisa is talking about a case where although it's not geschmack to eat a parish or yitosh, but this person just wants to taste what it tastes like, and therefore it's considered that he was eating it l'tei avayin, and he was doing this isa l'tei avayin, and not lahachis, and that's why the Brisa still refers to him as a mummer, and doesn't refer to him as a min or a tzeduki, and as Rashi states, Lo'im lachol lahachet tzedukiyu, v'hochayim taim edavim mumma v'lo yavim tzeduki, shum de ka'oma be'in lamitim taim de yisura, she'tar litim dava asa, v'lo lahachet ka'avid. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated, Zeru nasi, now when the Torah mentioned nasi, was it referring to, and the Mishnah explains, Zemelech, that is referring to a king, she'neman as the Pasuk of Vayikra states, mikol mitzvah Hashem alikov, she'in al-gabav el Hashem alikov, and the Gemara brings a braisa that expands on the Mishnah, as Tam Rabbana, nasi, when the Pasuk states nasi, yochel nasi shevet k'nachshem ben aminadav, so we may think that this refers to a nasi of a shevet, similar to nachshem ben aminadav, and that is the person that we would have to bring a sayer, and not a kisbusira, and therefore the Pasuk of Vayikra, b'negeya nasi, states, mikol mitzvah Hashem alikov, ulalonu amen, and pasha shevet, and the Pasuk b'negeya melech states, and since both Pesukim mention Hashem Alekov, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, so we learn out just like in Pasha Shevtim, it's referring to a Melech who only has a Kodesh Baruch Hu over him, and there is no one else that's above a Melech. So Af Nasi Shein Al Gabav El Hashem Alekov, and therefore in Pasha Vayikra, when the Pasuk speaks about Nasi, it's also speaking about a person that doesn't have anyone above him aside from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's specifically referring to a melech and generally not to a nasi. And keep in mind that if there would be a scenario that a nasi of a shevet would not have anyone above him, then he would be chayav to bring a sarah just like a melech. And for example, if Moshe Rabbeinu would die and there wouldn't have been anyone on top of him to see him, then potentially the nasi would also be chayav to bring a sarah, even though he's not a melech on all of Klal Yisrael. And based on this point, therefore the next gemara makes a lot of sense, as Bayimnei Rebbe Rabchia, as Rebbe asked the following question from Rabchia, Kagoyin ani ma'ar b'sarah, that although a nasi generally would not bring a sarah, but I am the nasi of Eretz Yisrael, and there's no one on top of me, so maybe I would be chayav to bring a sarah. However, Amalei, Rabbi Chiya responded to Rabbi, Haretz Sarasku Bavel, that there's a Resh Galusa in Bavel, and the Resh Galusa has more power than you, and as Rashi states, Resh Galusa Bavel, the Havi al-Gabach, Vannan Be'inan, She'in al-Gabav, El Hashem al-Yikav, and based on this Gemara, it would be mashma that the Resh Galusa in Bavel would have actually had to have brought a sarah, and Ayin Rashi, Kugoyin Ani, Ma'u B'sar, Klayman, and certainly Rebbe knew that the only one that brings a sarer is only Misha'in al-Gabav El Hashem al-Kav, and generally that refers to a melech, but he thought that since he was the Nasi and there was no melech at this time, therefore he would be chayav to bring a sarer, as we explained. However, the Gemara now continues, Esfei, that Rebbe asked the following shadow from Chia, as the Brisa teaches us, Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Beis David, Elu Mevin La'atzman, Ve'elu Mevin La'atzman, that when they were Malchi Yisrael, as well as Malchi Beis David, then both of them would have to bring their own sarer. And L'chayra, even though there is a Resh Galusa, but the Maisa, both myself as well as Resh Galusa, should have to bring a sarer. However, Amalei, Rabbi Chiya responded to Rebbe, Hasam like Kaifa Adadi, Hocha Nan Kafidon Luludu, that there's a major chiluk, as the Malchi Beis David and the Malchi Yisrael were not Kafaf La'adadi, and therefore each one had to bring their own sarer. However, since the Nasi is Kafaf to the Resh Galusa, therefore you don't meet the criteria of Ein Al Gabav El Hashem Alekav, and therefore you would not be chayav to bring a sarer, and you would be chayav to bring a kispa yisira. And the Gemara continues, Rav Safra Masni Hachi, Rav Safra had the following version, that Bayimine Rebbe Rav Chiya, and even according to this version, Rebbe asked the same question Rav Chiya, that would I be chayav to bring a sarer if there was a Beis HaMikdash? Amalei and Rav Chiya told Rebbe, Hasam Shevet Hachem Mechaykeg, and in Pasha Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu refers to Resh Galusa as Shevet, and he was a ruler, and as Rashi states, the Hainu Makol. However, the Pasuk refers to Nasi Neret Yisrael as Mechaykeg, or as Rashi states, a Chacham. B'tanya, we looked at the Braisa, that when Yaakov Avinu gave Bechus Yaakov, and he stated, Lo Yosu Shev Me'yuda, Zev Reish Goyle Shev Bavol, Shev Reid Yisrael B'makol, when Yaakov continued and stated, Mechaykeg B'bein Ragov, Elu B'nei Bonim Shel Hillel, Shel Malam Teri Lisrael B'rabim, and when Maisa Hillel was a Nasi, and Rebbe was a great-grandson of Hillel, and was also a Nasi, and they were only called a Mechaykeg, and since they are not defined as rulers at all, therefore, according to this version, even if there would be a scenario, it would be Ein Al Gabav El Hashem Alekav, Rebbe would still not bring a sarer and would still have to bring a kispo seira. We continue with the Mishnah of Ezu HaMashiach, and what Kayin is considered Kayin Mashiach, and the Mishnah explains, HaMashiach B'Shem HaMishcha Lo Yamurum B'Gadim, when the Torah requires a Kayin Mashiach to bring a par Kayin Mashiach, that only refers to a Kayin Gadol that was anointed with the Shem HaMishcha. However, once they didn't have the Shem HaMishcha any longer, and for example, in the second Beis HaMikdash, and since the Kayin Gadol only became a Kayin Gadol by wearing the Shemayna B'Gadim, so in regard to this din, din, he would have a din like a regular yachid. Even if he did an aver b'shigas maisa, he would be chayav to bring a kispo seira. And ayin Rashi v'loy muru begadim shavay sheni shloy hoylem shavim mishcha. And even though Rashi mentions the second bias, really after the time of Yoshio Amelach, they didn't have the shavim mishcha any longer, as he hid the shavim mishcha. The next part of the Mishnah is a din that we already saw in Masechta Megillah, and the Mishnah continues in being kainam mishav b'shavim mishcha muru begadim al par ba'al kol mitzvahs. That the only difference between a kohen gadol who is mishur b'shavim mishcha and a kohen gadol that only became a kohen gadol through being muru begadim is only regard to this din that a kohen that's mishur b'shavim mishcha would only bring a par when he did an avera based on a mistaken psak, and he wouldn't bring any carbon if he did an avera b'shigus maisa, while a kohen gadol that was muru begadim would never be chayav to bring a par kohen mashiach and would always bring a kispos ira, and even in a case where he did an avera only b'shigus maisa. The Mishnah continues that as we know, if a kohen gadol becomes tamei or he becomes a bal mum over, then he would no longer be the kohen gadol, and they would temporarily replace him with another kohen gadol. But once the original kohen gadol becomes tar or he no longer is a bal mum, then he once again would be the kohen gadol, and the other kohen gadol would now be considered a kohen shavar. And the Mishnah now tells us, v'im being kohen mishamish the kohen shavar, that there is no difference between the current kohen that's a kohen mishamish and the previous kohen gadol that's called the kohen shavar, only in regard to the following two dinim, el par yom kippur and vasir seifa. As although on yom kippur the kohen gadol brings a special par for himself and his, for his family and for the kohanim, but that was only brought by the kohen mishamish and not by the kohen shavar. And similarly, every single day of the year, the chavite kohen gadol was brought only by the kohen mishamish and not by the kohen shavar. However, the Mishnah tells us b'zev v'zeh shavim b'avidus kohen kippurim, either of these kohanim gedolim can do the avidus yom kippur u'mitzuvim al besula, and they're both mitzuvah to only marry a besula, u'vasur an almana, and they both have an issa to marry an almana, ve'inu mitami b'kreveim, and neither of these kohanim gedolim can be mitami to anyone, and even to their shiva kreveim. And if one of their kreveim die, loy parim v'loy parim, they can't grow their hair, and they don't rise kriya, u'machzino reitzeach, and if either of them dies, then the reitzeach that kills someone b'shegeg and is now in the Ari Miklad goes home, and he doesn't have to be in the Ari Miklad any longer. And Hagamar continues, Tanar Banan, we learned the Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the Shem and Mishcha, as Shem and Mishcha, Shasa Moshe Vamidba, Hayshokim Bo Yisai Karim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda hold that the way Moshe appeared, the Shem and Mishcha in the Midbar, was by boiling the roots of the spices mentioned in the Torah in olive oil, then the roots were removed from the olive oil, but the olive oil retained the fragrance of these spices. However, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda hold that this was impossible, as there were only 12 lug of Shem and Mishcha that was used for the Shem and Mishcha, and by loy losach zikarim in yisayfik, even if you would just want to smear the olive oil onto the roots, it would not be enough. Therefore, certainly there was not enough olive oil in order to boil the roots. And therefore, Rabbi explains that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shem and Mishcha, al shayin asikarim b'mayim, u'meitzavol of Shemen, v'koyl sarech, v'koypchai. Therefore, Rabbi holds that they first soaked the spice roots in water, and then once these roots became soft, so Moshe poured the olive oil onto the roots, and then the olive oil absorbed the fragrance of these spices. And then Moshe took the olive oil from the bowl, and he also wiped off all the oil from the roots, and he put it into a jar, and that was the Shem and Mishcha. The Braisa continues that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Yisi, although you have a good question as to my procedure, but v'chi nesech nasa b'Shem and Mishcha, do you think there was only one nes that occurred with Gabi the Shem and Mishcha, v'aloy t'chilash shnei masa lugin, but originally there were only 12 lugin, and we men away nimshach mishcha v'keilav, and from the 12 lugin of Shem and Mishcha, they had enough to anoint the entire Mishkan and all its kelim, and in addition, they had enough to anoint Aaron and Bana kol shivus yomeim luyim, the kula kaim las lavai. Even after doing all that, it still remained the entire 12 lugin, and the Shem and Mishcha never dissipated at all. And then, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Kesisa, the bnei Yisrael to dabalema Shem and Mishcha's kedush yezili l'deri seichem. As Rashi in Pasuk Kesisa explains that we learned this from the word l'deri seichem, that the entire Shem and Mishcha will last for all generations. And Ayin Rabban, who understands this from the words Yezeli, that the Torah is telling us that the Shem and Mishcha will always be in front of me, and we will use this in order to anoint Mashiach, Lasid Lavai. And a bit later, we will see that the word Zeh is Gematria 12, and therefore we see that all 12 Lugan will be around the Dere Sechem. Gemara continues, Tani Idoch, and we learned in another Braisa that the Pasuk and Pasha Tzav states, Vayikach Moshe Shem and Mishcha, Vayim Shachas HaMishcha, Veskal Shaboy, Vekadish HaYisam, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, Shem and Mishcha, Shasam Moshe HaMidbar, Kamenisim Nasu, Bay Mitchil Vatsayv, that there were many miracles that happened to it from the beginning until the end. At Tchilas Eloi Hoy, Al Shtei Masa Lugin, as initially it was only 12 Lugin, Re'ei Kamei Yeru Bay Loras, And if you make a cheshbin, how much the pot will absorb, as well as the kama yikaron boilim, and how much the roots will absorb, the kama arsarev, and how much will the fire burn and evaporate. And as the previous brisa stated, that they use the shemen and mishka for so many things, and as our brisa states, oboy nimshach mishkan v'kela v'aron abono kol shivus me'amuyim, oboy nimshachu kohanim gedolim u'malachim, and the brisa now explains, v'afilu kohen gadol men kohen gadol toyim mishicha, that even a kohen gadol, the son of kohen gadol, requires to have mishicha once again. However, ve'im moishkim mel be'melech, but there's no requirement to do mishicha on a melech, the son of a melech. And the brisa is bothered, v'imtayim p'nimah mashcha v'shlima, that if we just stated that there's no requirement to do mishicha for a melech, the son of a melech, so why would Shlomo need mishicha if he was the son of David? And the brisa explains that the only time we say ve'im moishkim melech be'melech is if there's no machlekes, but in this case there was a machlekes, m'pnei machlekus shel adoniya, therefore the requirement to have mishicha for Shlomo melech, and similarly v'esyoyish m'pnei atalya, similarly v'esyoyachas m'pnei yayakam, sheyigadol m'menesh teishanim, as yayakam was older than yayachas, and really he should have been king, therefore they specifically had to anoint yayachas. And the brisa now goes back to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, v'oyseh shem and kayim l'asad lavai, and even so, all of the shem and mishcha is still kayim l'asad lavai. And as we mentioned for the pasuk in Pashkisisa, the pasuk states shem mishchas kodesh yezel l'ilodei seichem, and the Gemara explains zeb gematri shnei masal lugan havo, and as we previously explained, that all 12 lug are still around and will still be around l'asad lavai in order to anoint Mashiach. The Gemara now continues to explain the brisa as Amar we previously stated v'afilu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol tar mishicha, and the Gemara asked me no one that what is the makar. The Gemara brings from the pesukim in Pashas Tzav that discusses the korban minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol will bring every single day, machtzitza babayko, machtzitza bein abayim, and also is brought by a kohen gadol or by any kohen on the first day that they do the avodah. The pasuk states v'akohen haMashiach tachto mibono v'yaso isa ocholim l'Hashem kol tokter, and the Gemara states name a krov v'akohen mitachto mibono, and the pasuk should have just stated that the son of the kohen gadol that takes over will do this avodah as well, my haMashiach. And why the Torah state the word haMashiach? So kamash malon the mibono the kohen gadol iav Mashiach havi kohen gadol v'iloi le'avi kohen gadol, that from the children of the kohen gadol, if he was Mashiach b'shem mishcha, then he has a din of a kohen gadol. But if he wasn't Mashiach b'shem mishcha, then he's not automatically going to be the kohen gadol, as it doesn't go to him b'yerusha. The Gemara continues on Amar that the brisa stated v'im moishchem melech b'melech. However, melech, the son of a melech, doesn't require mishicha from the shem mishcha. And the Gemara asks me no one that what is the makar. And Amar Achba Yaakov dechsev, as the pasuk in Pasha Shetim states, levilti rum levavi me'achiv levilti sur min amitzvah yom nusmal leman yarech yom malamlachtoi. Who vana b'kerav Yisrael? We see that the malchus is his and his future children, as Yerusha hilachem, as Yerusha to his children, and therefore there is no requirement for his children to be anointed with the shemen mishcha. The Gemara continues to discuss the brisa as minon dechiikam machlekes by mishicha. What is the makar that when there is a machlekes as to whom should be the next king, that there is a requirement for him to be nimshach through the shemen mishcha? For lav called the by malchus meris malchus l'bnei, and the father can't decide that he wants to give over the mulcha to a specific one of his children, why should there be a need for the shem and mishcha? And the Gemara explains, Amar Papa, that although the pasuk states that the kingdom belongs to the king and he can give it to his child, however, Amar Kra, the pasuk states, Hu Banav Bekarav Yisrael, and we learn, Bizman Shishon Bisrael, Karin and Behu Banav, Vafilu Blei Mashicha. But if there isn't a peaceful transition, then in order to solidify his melucha, there's a requirement that the new king should be Nimshach b'shem and mishcha, even though he's the son of the previous king. The Gemara continues that we just saw in the Braisa that it's only a Melech ben Melech that doesn't require Mashicha with the Shem and Mishcha. But if a new king would not be a Melech ben Melech, then there would be a requirement to be Nimshach b'Shem and Mishcha. And therefore the Gemara asks, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Af Yehu ben Nimshi le Nimshach elam p'nei machlekusha shel yoyim. The only reason why Yehu ben Nimshi required Mashicha was only because his kingdom was contested by Yoyim, and Metepik le Mishun Rishinu, and the Gemara is bothered that why don't we say that the reason why Yehu ben Nimshi required Mashicha was because he was the first of the line of kings and his father wasn't a king. And the Gemara answers, Chasur Mechsa V'Achik Tani, that is actually a missing part of the Braisa, as the Braisa really should state, Malchus Beis David Meshuchin, that all the kings of Malchus Beis David require Mashicha as long as they're not a Melech Ben Melech. However, Malchus Yisrael in Meshuchin, but Malchus Yisrael never require Mashicha, and even if someone is not a Melech Ben Melech, therefore the Braisa has to explain that Yehu Ben Nimshi really didn't require any Mashicha, as he was only a Melech of Malchus Yisrael, and the only reason why he received Mashicha was in order to solidify his kingdom, because Yoyim tried to dispute his kingdom, and the Gemara asked me, no one, how do we know that only Malchi Beis David are Meshuchin, and Malchi Yisrael is a Meshuchin? And Amar Rava, and Rava explains, as Amar Kra, as a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, ben Negei Shmuel and David states, by Yishlach, and he sent for David, by Vyehov, who had Meini, Im Yifei, and Ayim, V'Tayrayi, by Yoyim HaShem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, Kum Meshuchayu, Ki Zehu, that you should be Meshuchim, as he is the one. And we see from the Pasuk, Zetar Mashiach, Vein Acher Tar Mashicha, that since he is from Malchus Beis David, therefore it is a requirement to have Mashicha. However, there is no requirement for Mashicha for any other king that does not come from Beis David. The Gemara now continues on Mamar that we just stated Afiyehu ben Nimshi, who was a Melech of Malchus Yisrael, not from Malchus Beis David, Le Nimshach Olam Pnei Machlokus Yisrael Yoyim. And the Gemara will be bothered that we know that the Shem Mishcha was Hegdish, therefore it can't be used for any other purpose aside for the purpose that was made for. And therefore, the Gemara is Mishum Machlokus Yisrael Yoyim ben Achav Nu B'Shemen, that just because it was a Machlokus in the Malchus Beis David, so how could they go and use the Shem Mishcha in order to anoint Yehu ben Nimshi if there is no requirement to be Meshach any Melech that's not from Malchus Beis David? So by using the Shem Mishcha to anoint a Melech that's not from Malchus Beis David, so L'Chir it'll be Moyel B'Hegdish. And the Gemara answers Kedam Rav Papa. Now as we will see, Rav Papa will respond on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph and again another Shaila by Pas Me'Dachya that they actually did not use the actual Shem Mishcha and they just used pure balsam and they used a different type of oil in order to do Mashicha. And Hachin Nami, and when the Brisa stated that they did Mashicha to Yehu ben Nimshi, they didn't use the actual Shem Mishcha Meshur Abenu, and instead they used a pasma and they used balsam oil, which was in Hegdish, and we will stop over here.